Welcome to Rome. Is this a formal event or a social affair?
Social.
How many buttons?
Two.
And what style?
Tactical.
Mr. Wick, do enjoy your party.
How good to see you again so soon.
You have no idea what's coming.
You want a war? Or do you want to just give me a gun?
Whoever comes, I'll kill them all.
The man, the myth, the legend. John Wick.
You're not very good at retiring.
I'm working on it.
Movie month. It is my fourth annual movie month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen
in 30 days.
I've come to the realization that if there was a channel 24 hours a day that just had Keanu Reeves killing people, I would probably watch it every day, every night. I'd probably set my schedule around it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to day 25 of Fans Not Experts Movie Month. 25 days, 25 movies. After today, there's only 5 movies to go. And today, I completed the duology that is John Wick by watching John Wick Chapter 2, which came out earlier this year in February. On my wife's birthday, February 10th, and finally saw it today, and I really, really enjoyed. I loved John Wick, the first one, and I can't believe it took me that long to see it. I absolutely loved the sequel. It was bonkers, just put it that way. And the way it ended, I have to wait with everyone else now, but it's exciting because there has to be a John Wick Chapter 3. Just the way this movie ended. There has to be. And I have to be in line to see it on opening night. Hopefully it comes out next June or the June after that. But whenever it comes out, hopefully it comes out in June. That would make it more fun. This movie was basically the continuation of where the first one ended. So where we last left off, John Wick took out everybody who killed his dog. And stole his car, of course. And we come back and he needs to get his car back. So he chases a guy down and the guy has information on him, a little card that shows where his car is. So, boom, he goes and gets his car and just fucking kicks the crap. I think he kills most of them. I don't know. I don't know if he killed many people or he just ran them over. It was just an awesome opening scene that basically all it allowed him to do was get his car back. And his car was totaled. Gone. But he got his car back. So I guess it was principal. And then knock on his door, and this Italian guy, I don't remember the character's name. It was Santino D'Antonio. He shows up, and he's like, John, listen, I have a job for you. And John Wick's like, no, I'm out of this. He's like, I thought, but you just went back. He's like, no, that was personal. But he's like, listen, and he pulls out this metal thing, and he opens it up, and there's a bloody thumbprint. And he's like, I have a marker. What I love about this movie is it's such world building. I mean, okay, so the first one, you realize that everything, that there's this network of assassins, and they live by a code, and they have their own, basically their own currency, and they have a kind of a safe haven where they can all go and not kill each other. And if you do break the rules, you will end up dead, or possibly dead. But in this movie, they also introduce this high council. They introduce kind of an international world of assassins, and they these things called markers, where if you it's almost like you make a blood oath, I owe you, you owe me, and whatever this guy did, it was to help John Wick get out the first time. So we still don't know the impossible thing they talked about. This guy helped him get the impossible thing done, so John Wick now owes him, and he's like, all right, now you need to kill my sister. I don't know. That's terrible. I feel like I'm sounding like Count Dracula. He's like, you need to kill my sister. And so that, because the sister is going to get the high council seat that their dad had. So he goes to Italy and he's like, look, I don't want to do this, but if this is the way for me to get out, to get rid of this marker, then I got to do it. So he brings his dog to the hotel and he says, hey, can you watch my dog? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, I'll watch your dog. And John Wick goes off to Italy, where it's like this beautiful landscaping and, you know, thumping music, all that fun stuff. And he goes in to kill this Gianna D'Antonio. See, I have IMDb open up. And she's like, oh, John Wick. And by the way, everybody knows John Wick. He's world famous. He's not just famous in this, like, small ring of assassins in New York. He is world famous. And he goes to kill her, and she's like, nope, I will slit my wrist and kill myself first. I go out of my way. But now my brother has the seat, and you're going to have to deal with that. And before that, like, John Wick goes to Rome, and he's like, there's this whole scene where he goes to this one guy to get guns, this one guy to get an awesome suit. It was awesome. It just, all that stuff was just getting me all psyched up for the movie. And so he finally, and the guy he gets the guns from is this, what's the guy's name? I have it somewhere. Peter something or other. Peter Serafinowicz. Serafinowicz. Okay. He's like a kind of a well-known British comedian. He's really good at impressions. I just recognized him right away. I've seen him in things, and he is going to be he is the Tick in the new Amazon movie, The Tick. So right when I saw him, and he had a really small part, but it was just fun. He was called the Simonier, which is like a guy who gets wine usually, right? Except for this, he gets these wonderful, beautiful guns and gives them to Mr. Wick, the boogeyman. So now John Wick, okay, that fast forward, John Wick takes out the lady. But, oh, all of a sudden Ruby Rose shows up from Orange is the New Black, and she works for the Sandino, and they want to kill Keanu Reeves. It's like, he's like, sorry, John Wick. I got to go after the guy who killed my sister. So basically he wants Wick to kill the sister, but now he wants to kill Wick to kind of close the loophole and say, screw you. But it doesn't happen. So then he opens up this kind of, he opens up a hit on him, which got even more weird and bizarre. There's this network of like operators that are all like dressed like 50s operators, but they're all tattooed up, and they use this old fashioned computers probably. So less easy to get hacked. It's harder for them to be hacked, is, I guess, less easy. And it's just like old-fashioned how to trace, and they send out kind of a mass text message saying, John Wick, $7 million if you kill him. And that leads to just these awesome scenes of all these assassins trying to chase down John Wick, and, of course, being unsuccessful. He kills some people with their guns. He kills two guys with pencil, which is cool because they've always brought up his ability to murder with pencils. And at the same time, Common, the rapper, actor, he worked for that Antonia, or whatever her name was. He worked for her, the one that he ended up killing. Or she killed herself, but he did pull a bullet in her brain. He was basically there to make sure she's dead. So Common worked for her, so now Common wants to go after John Wick. They have an amazing scene where they're, kicking the crap out of each other, rolling down hills, blah, 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 till they end up inside the hotel where they can't kill each other, so they kind of chill, have a drink. Then they meet up again later, and he ends up having this crazy knife fight, and they roll down a bunch of steps. I don't know. I'm going way too much into detail because of how much I love this movie and all the action. And I was like, there's this one scene where they're just kind of walking through what seems like a mall, and they're just nonchalantly shooting at each other. I laughed out loud because it was ridiculous. It was funny. And like people are, things are happening and either nobody's around or nobody seems to care if this, in this heightened world, like people are being shot and murdered. And like sometimes people react, other times they're like, eh, no big deal. Look, you can obviously see, I love this movie. I'm going like, I'm going in depth. So John Wick, I feel like I lost my train of thought. Oh, but John Wick ends up going to Morpheus, and Morpheus and Neo are together. So Lawrence Fishburne was in this, and I saw that he was in it. Then I forgot he was in it. Then I saw him. Then he popped up. I was like, oh, awesome. His character name in IMDb is the Bowery King. I don't know if they ever mentioned that. He basically, there's an underground like force of homeless dudes or assassins that dress up like homeless dudes. There's just this humongous network of things that like, there's like Hasidic group that help, they got him in the suits. I don't know what it was, but they got him. Oh no, they had a bank where he keeps extra bullets and extra gold coins. Then he goes to this Asian, looks like a sweatshop, and that's where the guy makes like bulletproof suits. I mean, crazy, awesome stuff. And, excuse me, when he goes to Italy, there's another hotel there and another guy who runs it. And the guy who runs it there is actually, and I was like, why do I know this guy? And he is Franco Nero, who was the original, like, he's a like famous Italian actor who was Django in the original Django movies. And he had a part in Django Unchained too. But a very famous Italian guy, Italian actor. I don't know what else. Let's see, if I click on his name, he's famous for being Django. He says known for Django, Die Hard 2, Django Unchained, where he played a guy named Amerigo Vespucci, and John Wick Chapter 2. So, I mean, the guy's been in 216-something movies. In fact, he's in a movie called Django Lives, where he plays Django, so they're still making Italian Django movies, which have nothing to do with Django Unchained, except for the name, I think. So, just to go, So I forgot to tell you that John Wick at first said he wasn't taking the job, and so this Italian guy blew up his house. He flies out, and you think, oh no, not again with the dog. But of course, the dog comes up. This dog was awesome. I mean, the dog just sat by him, did whatever he wanted. So he said, stay. They never named the dog. They should. I was thinking someone would name the dog. Oh, excuse me, but... So, just to make a long story short, pants. I'm going to spoil things now. Not that I haven't already. But John Wick kills everybody. Everybody. And in fact, he finally gets back to the guy who tried to kill him. And they're in the hotel. So, there's nothing he can do. Except, boom, he kills him. So you think, uh-oh, in the last movie, when the female tried to kill John Wick, just tried to kill John Wick, she ended up killed. Oh, no, she also killed that other guy from The Wire. So she ended up dead. So you think, oh, the rules are rules, John Wick's going to get killed. But no. Winston, who runs the hotel, said, look, I decided you weren't going to be killed, but in 1 hour, you are excommunicado. The High Council has doubled your rate. So now he has 1 hour. And in 1 hour, every assassin, and by the way, New York is 90% assassin. Every assassin in the world will be looking for him for $14 million. So, I mean, there's a scene where he's telling them this in this crowded park. And then his assistant makes a phone call and everybody stops and turns and looks at John Wick. And you realize, oh my God, they're all assassins. He has 1 hour. So he's... starts walking out of the park and everyone turns to look at him. Everyone turns. And so, and then boom, 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 boom. And he breaks into a run and the movie ends. And I'm like, holy shit, can John Wick 3 get here tomorrow? Yeah. Awesome. I also love that it's just the things of this whole thing with the marker, this whole thing where they have like almost like a blood oath. The rules that these assassins live by is really cool. The fact that they have their own society with their own currency is awesome. What else can I say? There was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, they all have the same flip phone. So it's like, it must be some untraceable phone. No, you know, no fancy iPhone for them. I mean, John has one of those because he's not in it. It got smashed up. But they have this nice little, it just flips up, text message phone, real basic, just with just enough text to say, kill John Wick. But at the last moment, so I put a quote up on Twitter. I like to quote the movie I'm watching and I post about it. And it just said, the quote that I put up said, tell them all, whoever comes, whoever it is, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all. So I'm watching about 2 hours of this movie and I thought, oh man, or whatever, it's hour 58. And I'm thinking, oh, that quote, he didn't say it. It must be just from the trailer. And right at the end, when he tells them, you know, this, the, everyone's going to be looking for you. You're going to be getting $14 million on your head. You know, you're basically, you're on your own now, John. There's nothing we can do for you. And he just looks up and I said, oh shit, he's going to say it. And he's like, and I'm, I know Keanu Reeves isn't the most emoting actor, but it works for me. It works for John Wick. He's like, whoever comes, whoever it is, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all. I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill them all. I'm so excited. As I said, just, you know, I call it the Keanu Reeves shooting channel. And he just like, boom, 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 close up. I mean, there's fight scenes where you would normally punch a guy. He shoots the guy. He's that close. He's like, bam, bam, I'll shoot you. Awesome. Loved it. Loved it. Can't say enough about it. But I feel like I've said enough about it. So I'm done. It's Sunday night. This is it. This is the last week. This is the last Sunday of Fans on Experts Movie Month. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. So what's going to be going on this week? Well, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are pretty much the same. Monday, I'm be going into Boston, so I'll be watching something on the train tomorrow, probably podcasting from the train station. Tuesday, I'll be home, so I'll probably be watching something in, you know, early before work and finishing it after work and talking about it Tuesday night, though I am going to the beach. I've tried, my wife and I do want to go to Maine again, back to that beautiful beach. So I'm going to try, going to have to work around that, plus work. You know, I have that too. Wednesday, back into Boston, easy enough. Boom, boom, boom. Watch it in the morning, podcast. But I'm not going to get the podcast up till later because my wife's picking me up. And boom, we're shooting up to her, to my in-laws, her parents, up in Laconia. So I'm going to be podcasting up there. Thursday, I have the day off. So I'm going to try to fit a movie around being at my in-laws. And then boom, the next day, Friday, the 30th, the last day of the month. I need to come home and pick up my parents at the airport early Saturday morning. So the easiest way for me to do that is to come home Friday. And my wife, you know, she thought, what time are you coming home on Friday? I was like, oh, I don't know, really. And then she said, look, you need to get a few things at the vet. Do you think you could go home a little earlier? And I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, you serious? I'll do it. Because I'll come home earlier on Friday so I can go to the vet. I got no dog, no wife, and a movie pass. I have a movie gift certificate that I haven't used. So the goal for Friday night, the last night of movie month, the goal is to go to the theater and finish off movie month with a movie at the theater. Possibly. Now, I don't want to throw all my eggs in one basket and then something bad happens. But I'm throwing it out there because I want to make it, I want to let it be known that it is a possibility. And, yeah, that's it. But until then, we still have tomorrow. And we still have today. And today was John Wick Chapter 2. Hopefully, it's Chapter 2 of 25 chapters. That's how much I want to watch John Wick kill people. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find me on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. The website is fansnotexperts.com, and the hashtag on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on Instagram, on MySpace, on Friendster, on Google Plus, on Google Buzz, on Google Wave, on Golden Pond is hashtag FNE Movie Month. Thank you all for listening. Even you. I appreciate you. Yes, you. And yeah, that's it. Now I can go to work tomorrow and talk about how I'm all caught up with John Wick, because it's pretty exciting. But until then, tomorrow is another day, another movie. Here for you, for your listening pleasure, is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
FabNod Experts.